Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Andrew Sherman, the author of Essays on Governance. And we're talking about issues of the day and what you and I can learn from them, and how we can apply the spirit of the holidays to try to be a little more reasonable with each other. Andrew says he doesn't like tolerance. He said we should be to the point where we don't really have to use tolerance. We just all get along without even having to think about tolerance. I like that idea. Andrew's the author of Essays on Governance, which is his newest book. Andrew, we talked about Newtown in Connecticut in the last segment, and the message there, and the conversation that we're going to have about that in the coming year. But we also are going to have a conversation not just about the fiscal cliff, Andrew, but about the way we're handling the fiscal cliff, and maybe even what even got us to this point, where we were so dysfunctional that our own government created a poison pill that they knew that they would not possibly go beyond, so they set that up for themselves. They set this train wreck up. And now we've now discovered we're so dysfunctional, we actually may take the poison pill, Andrew.
Well, Jim, let's talk about a theme in my new book, Essays on Governance, which is a theme of the word commitment. You know, if when I watched the Lincoln film and he was trying to get that 13th Amendment passed, the man worked all day and all night. You see shots of him trying to work through things at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just saw pictures of the president playing golf in Hawaii, and
yeah.
I'm sickened
yeah.
by it.
Yeah.
I am sickened by it.
Well, yeah.
Where's the commitment of our Congress mm-hmm. and our president? We are 5 days away from falling off this fiscal cliff, and the leader of our country is on a 10.5, 11-hour flight away
yeah.
from D.C. playing golf in Hawaii, and our Congress has decided it's time to go home for the holidays.
It really, that ticked me off too, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm out here running a small business. I'm talking to people who are the salt of the earth of America, running small businesses. And you know what? We're hunkered down. We're scared to death of what's going on. What's going to happen to us when we go over the cliff?
I'll tell you this, Jim. I know you well enough that if your family was 5 days on the verge of bankruptcy, you would not be golfing.
That's exactly
in Hawaii.
Right.
You'd
That's
be
exactly
home trying
right.
to figure this out.
That's right.
And if that makes me a Scrooge on the holidays, so be it.
No, I mean, you're right.
You're talking about the lives of 300 million people.
What
here.
Kind of a message is he trying to send to people?
Who goes on vacation? And, you know, I feel bad going on vacation the few times I do if I have one client problem to deal with.
Right, right.
And we're talking about the fate of 300 million people with a ripple effect on the entire world.
What does that say about world. What does that say about their commitment to their job? And especially, Andrew, let's point this out. They haven't done their job to start with, so they're going
exactly.
to leave on vacation. I mean, it's not like they've been working so hard up to now, and they've done everything they needed to do except get along, you know, agree to this one thing, and they take vacation. They haven't earned a vacation, Andrew. Is what I'm trying to say. They haven't earned one. Even
certainly
the president hasn't
America's
earned a vacation.
Small Business Owners Act. I mean, no small business owner or entrepreneur I know goes off on vacation until they feel they've earned it.
That's right.
And I don't see how the people that govern this country right now, from every member of Congress right down our president, who
right.
are off playing golf somewhere, think that they've earned a vacation this year.
What do you think? What do you think's going to happen?
We are their employer.
What do you think's going to happen?
Well, what I'm worried about is that we're going to get some kind of patchwork, kick the can down the road solution in place next week. If
another
on the
example
bright side,
on leadership,
right, on the bright side, we get that in place. On the downside, nothing happens and we fall off the cliff.
Yeah,
and I don't even know what that looks like yet. I've heard 20 different scenarios as to what that looks like, ranging from a small bump, you know, on your knee to
no, it's going to include It's going to include the payroll tax going up. It's going to be the end of the extension of the unemployment tax, unemployment benefits. It's going to be personal income tax rates going up across the board. It's going to be government spending cut to the military budget, which is going to take a big chunk out of the economy. And new stuff on Obamacare. Last thoughts,
right.
Andrew.
Right. No, I think we've got to get figured out. But to wrap up the theme of the show, I mean, we need to remind ourselves on this holiday season what things like commitment and leadership and transparency and integrity all really mean. And there's no better way than to talk about that on Christmas and talk to your families
Absolutely.
About it and then live those values for 2013 and beyond.
What you're saying, Andrew, is Main Street's got to take back our country.
Yeah.
I think Main Street values need
to take back our
Andrew,
country.
Thanks for being here. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Jim.
Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.